We're doing Iyov, we're up to the 15th, what's called the 15th chapter, the 11th Pasuk. And Eliphaz has been answering Iyov, and he tells him, first of all, the mere fact that you say that God is not watching what's going on here, well, that in and of itself shows your sin. The fact that you're willing to publicize such a thought will cause other people to be immoral. And why do you think you're so smart? What do you think you know that we don't know? We're older than you. You mocked Sofar's word because he's younger than you, but with all due respect, among us there are those that are much older than you, older than your father. And that's what we're up to, Pasuk Yudalev. Hame'at mimecha tanchumot el v'davar la'at imach. Eliphaz says to Iyov, Hame'at mimecha, is it little in your eyes, is it too little in your eyes? Tanchumot el, the comfort that God has given you. Don't forget, your life hasn't been all suffering. You had a period of comfort. And here was a very interesting point. There's a tendency that we all have, that when things go good, so we're fine. We always want it better. When things go bad, suddenly it's like the whole world's destroyed. That's it. A guy lost his job. He forgets that yesterday he was on top of the world. He forgets that he had 20 years of joy. Now, that's it. Once something goes bad, now he forgets all the good that he had. And that's what Eliphaz says to you. Hame'at mimecha, is it a little by you tanchumot el, the comfort that God gave you? You did have it good initially before everything went bad. And that God really did on your behalf because you did do good things. It's not that you're a completely bad person. And again, here we see the important balance between, Iyov says, what have I done wrong? They're telling him, wait, you're right, you did good. And that's why you had good. But on the other hand, you do have sins, you're not perfect. And you're not cleansed from them yet. And therefore, now, if you're suffering, so that's also payback for what you've done wrong. V'davar la'at imach, and the good that God gave you, that thing is la'at, is hidden with you. It's already like a thing of the past. And to an extent, this is the beauty today we have with pictures. Capture the moment, right? A Kodak moment. The truth is that there is that advantage to pictures. To an extent, what Eliphaz is telling him is, in these moments that it's tough, think back to how good you had it. Let that comfort you now when things are bad. And that's why I think people sometimes have to pause in life when things are good. Baruch Hashem, I'm healthy, I feel good. Baruch Hashem, we have a family. Baruch Hashem, we're here in Eretz Yisrael. When a guy's in things aren't going so well, he should have those moments to draw upon. Marriage psychologists today say that that's key in marriage, that you should have a periods of bliss. Because there are so many periods where things are tough, you have to have those periods where you could draw on them. So Eliphaz is telling Iyov, he's saying, is it little? Hame'at mimecha tanchumot el? Are the comforts that God gave you little, too little for you? Mayikachacha libecha umayilzimun einecham. Why do you let your heart overtake you? Meaning, very often our emotions can take off. People get us angry, or things go the wrong way, and that clouds, that, so to speak, takes up the whole screen. We can't see anything else. And Eliphaz is telling him, control yourself. Why do you let your heart overtake you so that you can't see anything other than the moment? Now, to an extent, this is real chutzpah. Because the man is writhing in pain. We know that he has it worse than any person we could think of. He has every type of disease, every type of affliction imaginable, because the Satan is giving it all out to Iyov. But this is what Eliphaz is telling him. And in my mind, this is really a very difficult thing to say to a person that's suffering. Why do you let your heart overtake you and you decide God isn't watching over what's going on here? And over here, yilzimun is like yilmezun. Sometimes we have words like kesev keves. We have simla salma. Words in Hebrew that sometimes the middle letters could be interchangeable, it means the same thing. And why do you allude with your words, with your eyes, to other people that your thoughts are right? You're really alluding to people. God's not watching over what's going on here. And that's what his attack was initially. He said, where's your social responsibility? You have an issue with God. You should know that the fact that you're publicizing your issue with God is a sin in and unto itself. And now he says, how do you let your heart overtake you? And because you're suffering, your heart decides that God isn't watching over what's going on here. And why do you let your eyes indicate to people that God isn't really watching over what's going on here? Kitashiv el el ruchecha ve'otzeita mipicha milin. For you send out the wind of your mouth. The wind, when he says you send out your wind towards God, he means that your speech. That's a way of describing it, of speech. You send your wind towards God, so to speak. You speak against God. Ve'otzeita mipicha milin, and you emit from your mouth words how you speak against God. Ma'enosh. What is the human being that you think a human being could be completely righteous, could be completely pure? And how do you fathom that you, who is born of a woman, you're simply human, you think you're more just than God? He's really saying the same point twice. How come you think that you're more correct than God? God's punishing you, but you've led a perfect life. Now, we know that Eov's right. Eov does not deserve what he's getting. Eov's right. He's not getting it because he deserves it. So why is he getting it? That's the question that Eov's asking all the time. But they're coming, and here he's really repeating, like Dani correctly pointed out earlier, he's repeating a claim that was said earlier. Why do you think that one who's born of a woman can be more just than God? You think you can take God to task and you'll be right? Hein bikdoshav. Lo ya'amin v'shamayim lo zaku beinav. His holy angels, kedoshav, are his holy angels. God doesn't give them eternal living, which is very similar. You remember we learned a chapter which was very similar to these lines. God doesn't have complete faith. He doesn't give them eternal life, his angels. V'shamayim, and the armies of the heaven, even though they're relatively pure, nonetheless, in his eyes, they are not pure, and as such, he gives them finite life. Everything has a finite life other than God. Nothing's pure before God. You think you're pure. Af kinitav v'ne'elach. How much more so the human being, who he is nitav, he is dirty, v'ne'elach, and he's...
drinks iniquity like water. That's what it's written.
That's how they explain it. He is dirty in his actions. He is filthy in his thoughts and his plans. And he continuously does things that are wrong. Just as Ish Shote Chamayim Avla, the human being who repeatedly does things that are improper, just as a person who drinks water. Now this pasuk, I think, is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it's a pretty dismal description of the human being. We want to be, if not perfect, then close to perfect. On the other hand, it's encouraging. Meaning, as we discussed at the end of the last class, in Dov's minute, sometimes a person thinks, I've been trying to keep Shabbat so long, every time it doesn't work. I keep two, I lose one. I keep two, I lose one. I'm trying to, every time a person takes on a midah, every time a person tries to conquer a certain aspect of his personality, he finds himself succeeding and failing, and very often failing more than succeeding. So we have to remember this pasuk. Ish shote chamayim avla. It's not an excuse. We have to keep getting up and trying again. Everyone kept getting up and trying again. The human being who drinks sin like water, that's basically what he's saying. So that's no excuse. A person could be the biggest criminal and say, well, you know, that's the human being. And that's not the human being. We have to keep growing. But on the other hand, when we fool, we have to remember that that's part of life. Yeah, everyone fools. That's why the Gedolim didn't approve of biographies. They said the biographies only describe the ups. They don't describe the downs. They don't describe that people had fallings. That great people, part of their way up was that they fell. And part of growth is that when we fall, we could get back up. And the bigger the person, the more the Yetzer Hara tries to give him bigger downfalls. And he has to get back up from them. Achavicha, Shimali, I will tell you. Lechavot is to tell over. And listen to me. I want to explain something to you. And I'm not telling it to you in theory, but rather, v'zechaziti v'asapeira. Let me tell you what I've seen in life. Asher chachamim yagidu v'lochichadu me'avotam. You know what's a wise person? A wise person is a person that can come and say, I've done wrong. Eov, live up to what you've done wrong. This pasuk is quoted in the Mishnah in Sota. When a woman has been alone with a man and her husband doesn't know what's happened, and the second time he takes her to the temple to drink the Sota waters, they take her up there and they tell her, listen to what Eov's saying. Asher chachamim yagidu. A wise person tells over what he's done wrong. He says, look, I've done wrong. I have to fix it. But the first step of growing is asher chachamim yagidu. A wise person says, I've done wrong. They don't keep it, they don't lie and keep it covered from their fathers. Their fathers could be whoever the person is. In that case, it's the Sanhedrin, it's the Beit Din. But a wise person says, I've done wrong, now how am I going to grow out of this? How am I going to move forward? And those who do that, people think, if I only admit I've done wrong, I'm never going to grow. Says Eov, no, says Eliphaz. And this is quoted in Halacha. We say this to every woman who's a Sota. Lahem levadam nitena haaretz velo avar zahar betocham. They alone inherit the land. They alone will get the world to come, because we try to lead a perfect life, but part of life is downfalls. And the great person is the person that after he falls, he says, wait, I've done wrong. He apologizes. He says, I'm sorry. He tries to make amends, and he grows by recognizing what he's done wrong. Asher chachamim yagidu, we say to every woman, who are we talking about here? We're talking about the greatest people in Jewish history. We're talking about Yehuda and Reuven. Yehuda and Reuven both erred. So Yehuda goes with Tamar, and Tamar's pregnant, and they ask, what's going on here? How'd you get pregnant? And Yehuda steps up and says, I did it. We say it about here. Chazal say, we say it to the Sota, really, we wouldn't publicize this. What are we doing talking about Yehuda and Reuven? But the Sota is in a similar situation, and her life is at risk. So we say, wait a second, listen here. You know, in our history, this isn't the first time it happened. People have messed up in our history. Even great people, Yehuda and Reuven. And you know why? Because they admitted. Yehuda admitted, I did wrong. He confessed. That's why Yehuda ultimately inherited. Yehuda and Reuven. They got the world to come. Not because they were perfect, but because when they erred, they were able to confess up to it. When they asked, okay, who did this? How come Tamar, what's going on here? Yehuda says, I did it. Yehuda admits, that's greatness. Notice we don't believe in saints in Judaism. We say a person's growth is contingent on trying to grow. And part of growth is going to be that he fools. But Yagidu, this Pasuk, even though we've said much of Eliphaz's claim we don't accept, this Pasuk is quoted in Halacha. And this, I think, is a key point in growth. I keep hammering it in because I myself keep reminding myself this point. Sheva yipol tzadik vakam. The tzadik isn't a person who doesn't fall, it's a person who keeps getting up. But part of getting up is that a person looks and says, okay, I've done wrong. What have I done wrong? Let me recognize it. Let me fix it. Let me move forward.
Oh, interesting.
This is an eternal concept. This is one of the concepts that we find throughout Tanakh. That in Judaism, the leader is not someone who doesn't make a mistake. But it's someone who, when he makes a mistake, he looks up and says, I did wrong. I made a mistake. The difference between why David is our eternal king, and we have a Davidic dynasty, and Shaul is not, is their reaction when the prophet comes and says, you've made a mistake. Wow. David says, you're right, Chatati, I've sinned, I've erred. He loses a child over it, there's a price to pay. There's internal fighting, he himself is exiled. It's not like it's a freebie, just because he admits. But he remains David the Melech for eternity, Melech HaMashiach. And Shaul, on the other hand, he lost the throne because when they came to him, he said, no, you don't understand. It wasn't exactly like that. The people, I did what you said. Those excuses are exactly the point where he loses his throne. The marked difference between David and Shaul is, do they look up and say, I've done wrong, and then they could move forward? Or do they first say, no, it wasn't exactly like that. I didn't exactly do wrong. Out of that, you can't be a leader. A leader is not someone who's perfect. A leader is someone who could fix his mistakes. And there's Hashem, we'll pick up over here, Pasuk Chaf, next time.